Krishna Book, Canto 17, Mana Asura, Chapter 63, Scene 4, Prayers of Lord Shiva to Lord Krishna. While Shivajwar was offering prayers to Lord Krishna, in the meantime, Mana Asura somehow or other recovered from his setbacks and with rejuvenated energy returned to the fight. This time, Mana Asura appeared before Lord Krishna, who was seated on his chariot with different kinds of weapons in his 1,000 hands. Mana Asura was very much agitated. He began to splash his different weapons like torrents of rain upon the body of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna saw the weapons of Mana Asura coming at him, like water coming out of a strainer, Krishna took his sharp-edged Sudarshana disc and began to cut off the demon's 1,000 hands one after another, just as a gardener trims the twigs of a tree with sharp cutters. When Lord Shiva saw that his devotee Mana Asura could not be saved even in his presence, Lord Shiva came to his senses and personally came before Lord Krishna and began to pacify him by offering prayers. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the worshipable object of the Vedic hymns. One who does not know you considers the impersonal Brahma Jyoti to be the ultimate supreme absolute truth without any knowledge that you are actually existing behind your spiritual effulgence in your eternal abode. My dear Lord Krishna, you are therefore called Param Brahman. This word, Param Brahman, has been used in Bhagavad Gita to identify you. Saintly persons who have completely cleansed their hearts of all material contamination can realize your transcendental form, although you are all pervading like the sky and unaffected by any material thing. But only the devotees can realize you and no one else. In the impersonalist conception of your supreme existence, the sky is just like your navel, fire is your mouth, and water is your semina. The heavenly planets are your head, and all the directions are your ears. The Urvi planet is your lotus feet, the moon is your mind, and the sun is your eye. And as far as I am concerned, I act as your ego. The ocean is your abdomen, and the king of heaven, Indra, is your arm. Trees and plants are the hairs of your body, and the cloud is the hair on your head. And Lord Brahma is your intelligence. All the great progenitors known as Prajapatis are your symbolic representatives, and religion is your heart. And thus, the impersonal feature of your supreme body is conceived of in this way. But you are ultimately the supreme person. The impersonal feature of your supreme body is only a small expansion of your energy. You are likened to the original fire, and all these expansions are your light and heat. My dear Lord Krishna, although you are manifested universally, different parts of the universe are the different parts of your body. And by your inconceivable potency, you can simultaneously be both localized and universal. In the Brahma Samhita, we also find it stated that although you always remain in your abode, Goloka Vrindavana, you are nevertheless present everywhere. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, You appear to protect the devotees, which indicates good fortune for all the universe. All the different demigods are directing different affairs of this universe by your grace only. Thus, the seven upper planetary systems are being maintained by your grace. And at the end of this creation, all manifestations of your energies, whether in the shape of demigods, human beings, or lower animals, all enter into you, as well as all immediate and remote causes of this cosmic manifestation, which rest in you without distinctive features of existence. Ultimately, there is no possibility of distinction between yourself and any other thing on an equal level with you or subordinate to you. Therefore, you are simultaneously the cause of this cosmic manifestation and its ingredients as well. You are the supreme whole, one without a second. In the phenomenal manifestation, there are three stages: the stage of consciousness, the stage of semi-consciousness as in dreaming, and the stage of unconsciousness. But your lordship is transcendental to all these different material stages of existence. You therefore exist in the fourth dimension, and your appearance and disappearance do not depend on anything beyond yourself. You are therefore the supreme cause of everything, and but for yourself, there is no other cause. You yourself cause your own appearance and disappearance. But despite your transcendental position, my lord, in order to show your six opulences and advertise your transcendental qualities, you appear in different incarnations, such as fish, tortoise, boar, half man, half lion, Keshava, etc., all by your personal manifestation. And you have also appeared as different living entities by your separated manifestations. And by your internal potency, you appear as the different incarnations of Vishnu, and by your external potency, you appear as this phenomenal world. Because it is a cloudy day to the common man's eyes, the sun appears to be covered. But the fact is that because the sunshine creates the cloud, even though the whole sky is cloudy, the sun can never actually be covered. Similarly, the less intelligent class of men claims that there is no God. But when the manifestation of different living entities and their activities is visible, enlightened persons see you present in every atom and through the via media of your external and marginal energies. Your unlimited potential activities are experienced by the most enlightened of devotees. But those who are bewildered by the spell of your external energy identify themselves with this material world and become attached to society, friendship, and love. They thus embrace the threefold miseries of material existence and are subjected to the dualities of pain and pleasure. And they are sometimes drowned in the ocean of attachment, and sometimes they are taken out of it. My dear Lord Krishna, it is only by your mercy and grace that the living entity can get the human form of life, which is a chance to get out of the miserable condition of material existence. However, a person who possesses a human body, but who cannot bring the senses under control, is carried away by the waves of sensual enjoyment. As such, One cannot take shelter of your lotus feet and thus engage in your devotional service. The life of such a person is very unfortunate, and anyone living such a life of darkness is certainly cheating him or herself and thus cheating others also. Therefore, human society without Krishna consciousness is simply a society of cheaters and the cheated. My Lord, you are actually the dearmost super soul of all living entities, and you are the supreme controller of everything. The human being who is always illusioned is afraid of ultimate death. The man who is simply attached to sensual enjoyment voluntarily accepts miserable material existence and thus wanders after the will of the wisp known as sense pleasure. Such a man is certainly the most foolish person, for he drinks poison and puts aside nectar. My dear Lord Krishna, all the demigods, including myself and Lord Brahma, as well as great saintly persons and sages who have cleansed their hearts of this material attachment, have, by your grace, wholeheartedly taken shelter of your lotus feet. We have all taken shelter of you because we have accepted you as the Supreme Lord and the dearmost life and soul of all of us. You are the original cause of this cosmic manifestation. You are its supreme maintainer, and you are the cause of its dissolution also. You are equal to everyone, the most peaceful, supreme friend of every living entity. You are the supreme worshipable object for every one of us. My dear Lord Krishna, let us always be engaged in your transcendental loving service so that we may get free from this material entanglement. Lastly, my Lord, I may inform you that this Vana Asura is very dear to me. He has rendered very valuable service unto me, and therefore I want to see him always happy. Being pleased with him, I have given him the assurance of safety. I pray to you, my Lord, that as you were pleased upon his forefathers, King Prahlad and Bali Maharaj, that you will also be pleased with Vana Asura. Thus ends chapter 63, scene 4, Prayers of Lord Shiva to Lord Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. The Absolute Truth is the source of all light, and is therefore the supreme light or self-luminous. This Absolute Truth is explained confidentially in the Vedas, and is therefore difficult for an ordinary reader to understand. And so the following statements, quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami from the Gopala Tapani Upanishad, show how the Vedic sounds occasionally reveal the Absolute. Te ho chur upasanam etasya paratmano govindasya akila dharino bruhi. The four Kumaras said to Lord Brahma, please tell us how to worship Govinda, who is the supreme soul and foundation of all that exists. Chaitanas Chaitananam. Govinda is the chief of all living beings. Tungha Devam Atma Vritti Prakasham. One realizes that supreme Godhead by first realizing one's own self. The great Acharya Jiva Goswami also quotes a verse from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gudhang Parang Brahma Manushya Lingam. The Supreme Truth is concealed in a human-like form. Since the Lord is all pure, then why do some people perceive Krishna's form and activities as impure? Acharya Jiva explains that those whose own hearts are impure cannot possibly understand the Supreme Pure Lord Himself. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti further quotes the Lord's own instruction to Arjuna in the Sri Hari Vamsa, Tat Parang Paramang Brahma Sarvang Vibhajate Jagat Mamaiva Tad Ghanang Tejo Gyatum Arhasi Bharata. Superior to total material nature is the Supreme Brahman, from which this entire creation expands. O descendant of Bharat, you should know that the Supreme Brahman consists of my concentrated effulgence. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that just as tiny bugs living inside a fruit cannot possibly comprehend the fruit, so we tiny living beings cannot understand the Supreme Absolute Truth in whom we exist. It is difficult to understand the cosmic manifestation of the Lord, what to speak of His transcendental form as Sri Krishna. Therefore, we should simply surrender in Krishna consciousness, and then the Lord Himself will help us to understand. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the term Adya Purusha, or the original Purusha, indicates that Lord Krishna expands Himself as Mahavishnu, who is the first of the three Purushas who take charge of the cosmic manifestation. The Lord is Eka Advitya, one without a second, because there is no one equal to the Lord and at the same time no one different from Him. So no one is completely equal to the Supreme Godhead. And yet, because all living beings are expansions of the potency of the Godhead, no one is qualitatively different from Him. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nicely explains this inconceivable situation by stating that the Absolute Truth and the living beings are qualitatively one but quantitatively different. The Absolute possesses infinite spiritual consciousness, whereas the living beings possess infinitesimal consciousness, which is subject to being covered by illusion. Srila Jiva Goswami, commenting on the term Adya Purusha, quotes from the Satvata Tantra, Vishnustu Trini Rupani. There are thus three forms of Vishnu for the cosmic manifestation: Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, and Kshiradakashayi Vishnu. Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes a statement of the Lord from the Shruti, Purvam Evaham Ihasam. In the beginning, I alone existed in this world. This statement describes the form of the Lord called the Purusha Avatar, who exists before the cosmic manifestation. Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes the following Shruti mantra, Tat Purushasya Purushatvam, which means, such constitutes the Lord's status as Purusha. Actually, Lord Krishna is the essence of the Purusha incarnations because He is Turiya in the fourth dimension. Jiva Goswami explains the term Turiya, which literally means the fourth, by quoting the commentary of Sridhar Swami on the Bhagavatam verse 11:15-16, Virat Hiranyagarbhascha Karanam Chet Upadaya Ishasya Yat Tribir Hinam Turiyang Tad Vidur Buddha, the Lord's universal form, his Hiranyagarbha form, and the primeval causal manifestation of material nature are all relative conceptions. But because the Lord himself is not covered by these three, intelligent authorities call him the fourth. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the word Turiya indicates that the Lord is the fourth member of the quadruple expansion of Godhead called the Chaturvyuha. In other words, Lord Krishna is also known as Vasudeva. Lord Krishna is also Svadrik, in that he alone can perceive himself perfectly because he is infinite spiritual existence and infinitely pure. Krishna is Hetu, the cause of everything, and yet he is also Ahetu, without cause. Therefore, Krishna is Isha, the supreme controller. The question is raised, why is the Lord perceived differently by different persons, although he is one? So a partial explanation is given herein. By the agency of Maya, or the Lord's external potency, material nature is in a constant state of transformation, or vikar. In one sense, then, material nature is unreal, or asat. But because God is the supreme reality, and because he is present within all things, and all things are his potency, then material objects and energies possess a degree of reality. Therefore, some people see one aspect of material energy and think, oh, this is reality, while other people see a different aspect of material energy and think, no, that is reality. Being conditioned souls, we are covered by different configurations of material nature, and thus we describe the Supreme Truth or the Supreme Lord in terms of our corrupted vision. And yet, even the covering qualities of material nature, such as our conditioned intelligence, mind, and senses, are real in the sense that they are the potency of the Supreme Lord, and therefore, through all things we can perceive, in a more or less subjective way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why it was stated by Lord Shiva, you are perceived. Furthermore, without the manifestation of material nature's covering qualities, the creation could not fulfill its purpose, namely, to allow the conditioned souls to make their best attempt to enjoy without God, so that they will finally understand the futility of such an illusory notion. Srila Sridhar Swami explains the phrase rising in the ocean of misery to indicate elevation to higher species, such as that of demigods, and that the phrase being submerged refers to degradation to lower species, even to immobile forms such as life as trees. As stated in the Vayu Purana, Viparyayascha Bhavati Brahmatva Stavaratvayo, the living being rotates between the position of Lord Brahma and that of an unmoving creature. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that Lord Shiva, having glorified the Lord, pursued his original intention of securing the Lord's grace for Bana Asura. And thus, Lord Shiva instructed Bana on his actual position in relation to Lord Krishna. Lord Shiva's appeal to Krishna for compassion towards his devotee Bana Asura appeared herein. Srila Sridhar Swami states that the Lord is a true friend because Krishna sets one's proper intelligence into motion if one actually desires to know the truth about God and the soul. Both Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishvanath Chakravarti emphasize that the term Bhava Apavargaya indicates the highest liberation of pure love of Godhead, characterized by unalloyed devotional service unto the Lord. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti also explains that the Supreme Lord is Samam, perfectly objective and balanced, whereas other living beings, having an incomplete grasp of reality, cannot be perfectly objective. But those who surrender unto the Lord also become fully objective by taking shelter of Krishna's supreme consciousness. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doya kono more Toma bina Ke doyalu Jagat sanshare Patita havana hetu Tava avatar Mosama Patita Prabhu na paideya Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balo Kanakoro Ami Boro Dukhi Doya koro Sitapati Advaita Goshai Tava Kripa Vale Pai Chaitanya Nitai Ahaswarup Sanatan Rupa Raghuna Bhatta Juga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokana Doya Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doya Koro More Toma Bina Ke Doyalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avachar Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Paideya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.